Cool. Okay, go ahead and start whenever you want. Again, just with your name and where you go to high school and your class and future plans.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ella Banning. I'm a senior at Heritage High School. I'm a swimmer, and as of right now, my future plans are undecided, but I would love to swim in college and go into pre-dentistry to hopefully become an endodontist.
Perfect. What's the word you just said? Endodontist?
An endodontist.
Endodontist. So what is that?
That's an oral surgeon.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I had a clear understanding of that. So you obviously, I kind of looked at your accolades that your coach submitted, very successful. Who do you pay credit to, mom and dad or a coach in particular, or yourself, or where does that success and that drive come from, you think?
My mom and dad, of course, they are so supportive, and they're always, you know, when I was little, they always drove me out to swim practices, and, I would swim at, Saginaw at the YMCA. And then around 12, I went to Bay City Aquatics. So I would practice out in John Glenn, and they drove me out there every single day. And then this past summer, I went to Midland Dolphins. I obviously could drive, so that was a lot, but they paid for my gas. So, yeah, they're super supportive, and, they're always in the stands cheering for me. And so I love that. And Tyler Miller, of course, my high school coach, he's great. He pushes me in practice. You know, he gets me to the times I want. So I'm very thankful for him, as well as the Midland Dolphins coach, Claire Fries. She's great. She also pushes me. She really helped my backstroke and my IM. And then Jeremy Schmidt, he's the Bay City Aquatics coach. And he helped me gain a lot of confidence in myself and the sport of swimming. So I'm very thankful for all of them.
Can you hear the cheering, and can you make out your mom and dad when you're swimming, or does it kind of just get washed away?
It kind of gets washed away. Sometimes I can hear my dad after the fact, but while I'm swimming, I can't hear anything. Yeah.
That's cool. When did you kind of realize that swimming would be something that you would kind of prioritize a lot of your time on?
I think at 12, I was doing very good at meets. I was winning all the time, getting pool records, and I just knew it was something I wanted to pursue a lot and work really hard at to hopefully swim in college. And now that looks like it could be an option for me. So I'm very happy about that. I would love to swim in college. So just working hard towards that goal is my main thing right now. Also working towards the 100 backstroke goal, school record. That's my main goal as of right now. So I'm working towards those two. And yeah, just at a young age, I love swimming. And I always wanted to pursue it as much as I can and be the best as I can in that sport.
What about it did you like in particular?
Just the atmosphere, you know, being on three teams or four teams, it's become like every team I've been on, it's like a family. And I love everyone I swim with. And I'm very happy just to be there and at practice. Although some practices are really hard and difficult, just having a team with you is amazing. And we all push each other as much as we can. And it's just really fun, and the environment's amazing.
I've got a younger brother that's in high school, and I kind of know from him, but always like getting just like first person accounts in terms of what it was like to not only go to school with everything that happened last year and the last year and a half, but to juggle also dual enrollment, but juggle being a varsity athlete on top of that. What was that like with the COVID year, having to deal with all the restrictions and still keep yourself on track?
It was really difficult. You know, for our season, I took 6 months off of swim before high school season, which is super difficult. As a swimmer, you know, taking off just 2 days, it feels like you took off a lot of time, and it's hard to get back into it. So, you know, joining, getting into the high school season, it was super hard just getting back in shape. And then our season always stopping and stuff, and then school always stopping, going back online. It was super hard juggling all of that. And I think our team did well with what we had. You know, we still got to compete at states, and I think we all did really good. We had a 2-week break right before states, which is super difficult. And then, it was just really hard. But I think we did well with what we had. The constant breaks is what hurt me the most. I feel like I didn't go the times I wanted. And I think partly it was because of school too. It was really stressful, especially being online and having a weird schedule, and then having a weird swim schedule. It was all a lot. And so I'm happy this year it's back to somewhat normal. and I'm ready to have a full season and get back to things.
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask, it's probably got to feel good, or at least say that it's got to feel good, kind of having things return back to normal a little bit with sports back in the groove. So, but you crushed it. This was perfect. Ella, thanks so much, and best of luck to the rest of your year. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you too.